The low-cost airline Frontier recently took yet another step to reduce costs, eliminating its toll-free number. Other low-cost airlines, Spirit and Allegiant, have done the same. Frontier says it'll save about $2 million a year by getting rid of that toll-free number. Stephanie Brooks is director of marketing for the Daniels College of Business at the University of Denver. And Stephanie, what do you think of this move to get rid of the toll-free number?
I think it's a really interesting move by Frontier. I can see the business sense of it. I just question the customer experience aspect of it.
Really, with all these people using cell phones where it doesn't really matter if you're calling a toll-free number or just any number because you're using up your minutes and that's the way it goes now, you still think that customers will be disappointed?
I think that this is cutting off a segment of the population that still hasn't adapted to mobile use on a widespread basis. We have elderly population. We have people who possibly in businesses who are calling from their business line or nonprofits that are looking for cost savings. So I think it's cutting off a big chunk of customers who are still using landlines.
So why do you think that Frontier and other airlines, for that matter, would do something like this?
Well, obviously, it's a bottom line issue. I think that they're looking at the short-term cost savings versus the long-term customer satisfaction issue. And Frontier has a recent history of putting profit ahead of customers.
Well, do you think that other companies, and not just airlines, are going to make this same move and decide that it's not worth it for them to pay, as in Frontier's case, almost $2 million a year to have an 800 number?
I'm sure it is. I think that the more we get to mobile phone adaptation, the more we have voiceover phone lines that don't use up long distance, we're going to find that it's becoming something that's antiquated and something of the past. But I don't think that we are there yet. There's still a big chunk of the population that still uses landlines.
I have to say, when I was looking at this story and thinking about 1-800 numbers, I thought about the company 1-800-COLLECT, which had all those commercials, back long
right.
ago. And during Hurricane Sandy, when where I was living in New York, where the cell phones went out, and I had to go mm-hmm. out and call my workplace from a payphone, and I used 1-800-COLLECT, and I called, and the people who were answering the phone were in their early 20s, and I don't think they even knew what a collect call was, so they kept rejecting me over and over again. But it was at that moment I thought, these 800 numbers must be a thing of the past.
They are, and I think that you're going to see fewer and fewer of them as more people aren't concerned about long-distance charges.
What was the last 800 number you called?
I called on a conference line, actually, for an 800 number probably 2 days ago.
And yeah. it was good, nice knowing that it was toll-free?
It was nice to know it was toll-free. I did call on my mobile, so it didn't really matter to me. But, if people who want to call on their landlines, I think having an 800 number signals to customers that the company wants to talk to them. Having a toll number or a long-distance number puts a little bit of hesitation in someone's mind that maybe I shouldn't give them a call. Maybe they don't want to talk to me.
And, of course, these days, just having an 800 number is difficult because now it's all 866 and 877 and all the newer ones. Stephanie Brooks at the Daniels College of Business at the University of Denver, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.